This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
All right, we have so much to get to, and I do want to get to the junk drawer as well. We have a Tolo ticket giveaway here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Thank you for watching on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let's get this quarterback clip out of the way. Some people try to make a big deal. You all tell me this is a big deal, all right? This is Micah. Man, a lot of topics came out of this Micah and Diggs podcast. Boomer Esiason talking about Dan Quinn during the sports break. This is Micah and Diggs supposedly disrespecting Dak by naming their best quarterbacks in the league right now. Y'all tell me if this is anything.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top 5?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top 5 right now.
I'm going to go him.
Hang on. Stop. I should have set it up better. I think they're starting off talking about Jaden.
It's Jaden Daniels.
All right, so they're starting off talking about Jaden Daniels. So Jaden Daniels is in their top 5 for Mike and Diggs.
I'm going to go Mahomes.
Barr. Got to have Barr.
Yeah, Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played the quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top 5 conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy too. So it's hard. There's a lot of quarterbacks right now.
I can't give you a top 5 right now based on how everybody's performing.
Yeah.
So I saw some people turn this into, oh my gosh, Dak Prescott disrespected. This is such a double-edged sword. If they throw Dak up there, you know it's fake. For the way people are playing right now, no one would ever say Dak Prescott's playing top 5, and you probably wouldn't even say top 10. You probably would not say, Dak probably wouldn't say top 10. You leave him out and you give an honest assessment, you're a hater, they don't really believe in their quarterback. So this is really like a no-win situation. I kind of respect the guys more for leaving Dak out of it and giving their honest top 8. First off, they didn't even name a top 10. I wrote down 8 names. Jaden, Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Hurts, Goff, Stafford, Zach Wolchuk win over Bobby, and Sam Darnold. That's 8.
Right.
So they didn't even name a top 10, at least in that clip. And to me, I would make fun of them more. I wouldn't make fun of them. I'd roll my eyes if they had Dak in that conversation, which no one has right now today.
Yeah. Now look,
for the way that they're playing.
There are some quarterbacks that will be put in there regardless of how they're playing. Mahomes is going to get put in there regardless of how he's playing. Brady, and you know, he would have been put in there no matter what. Manning, no matter what. However they were playing that year, they would have been put in there. Dak isn't on that level, right? Those are all-time greats. They're just going to be put in the top 5 category, regardless of how they've played this year. There was no Burrow on the list. They didn't mention Burrow's name.
I don't hear no Rodgers like I did in the offseason from everybody.
But, yeah, I mean, look, you can't really argue. I mean, there's guys like, you know, Sam Darnold has had a really good year. Has he tapered off? Yeah. Goff's had a really good year. Josh Allen, MVP candidate. Lamar, MVP candidate. I mean, you can't really argue that this year Dak is playing to a top 5 level. He has. Several times in his career, but not right now.
I can't definitively say it's not a slight. I don't think it is, but I can't definitively say it's not.
You cannot definitively say.
I can't say it because I know the way that they typically are aware of optics and the way that they talk. And so Micah specifically threw Dak in his top five 2 months ago. And it's not just a how are they playing right now sort of thing, I wouldn't think, because unless they're just not aware of how poorly Mahomes has been playing, they may not know, I guess, because if they're not playing Kansas City, they may not totally be aware of it. And they're just going, yeah, Mahomes is one of them. But, I mean, it's not like Stafford has been great this year either. Jalen Hurts has played well, but Jalen Hurts is not – I mean, he's coming off of a really bad year. And Darnold has had a really bad career up until now. So they're aware of at least Darnold and what he's been doing. And so, I don't know. It looks like an inconsistent list to me. I'm not totally sure what their criteria is. Not that
Dak
should be throwing
out names, too.
Yeah, they are. But that's when I look at it, I just go like, okay, that's not totally consistent. I'm surprised they didn't, though, because of the way that they are. And how many other things in that podcast they said, like, the media should be... How many other, like, head-in-the-clouds types of statements they made that they wouldn't then just be like, oh, this might look bad, I'll just say this. So I can't say for certainty it wasn't. I don't think it is, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah, but what I'm surprised by is you're talking about how, like, conscious they are. Are they really that conscious?
With
some of the things they say
Micah
and do.
Is.
I mean, when you're the head NFL content creator for Bleacher Report, you got to be honest.
And head of NFL content, and it's 4 days later, and we're playing new clips every day from his podcast. Like, Micah knows what people. Micah is not dumb. Micah is very.
I don't think he's dumb, but there's been a lot of times where you and others have said people want him to stop talking about so many things and muzzle it a little bit. That doesn't go along with. I'm going to be careful about everything that I'm saying.
No, not careful, calculated. I think he's very calculated in the stuff that he says.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sitting on the couch yesterday, getting ready to go out. First true Halloween with the kids. People coming over, trying to get my work done. And I start getting these text messages on the You're Appreciated, group chat. That's amongst the morning show. And I almost reacted. I stayed disciplined. I decided to go ahead and finish my email.
You must not be coached by Mike McCarthy then.
Get some drinks and head out on the road. And I would deal with this right now at this moment on 105.3 The Fan during the commercial-free expressway. Bobby Belt, what set you off?
Well, do you want me to read the quote? Because I think I think the bigger thing is the what
I
was
play
said.
The quote.
We'll play it, and then I will read the portions, because I do think that what was said was more important than how it was said or the setting it was said, which sounds like is going to be y'all's argument. Go ahead, Peyton, play the clip.
Well, number one, this system is built on making the quarterback successful. I mean, that's the way I learned it 30 plus years ago. So, you know, everything we do is built into that. And obviously the starting point of making a quarterback successful is running a football. So we can start right there. You know, we need to get more production out of the run game, increase the action pass opportunities. And then from that, you know, take it to the next step is the pass protection. And then, you know, obviously the pass perimeter. So it's about making him successful. If anything, I would guard against, you know, asking him to feel like he has to do more than he's already doing. So he just needs to really focus in on playing quarterback and he's a great worker. I mean, super diligent and we'll get to where we need to get to.
You want me to go first?
I mean, it's just we're going to have to do a doctoral thesis breaking down everything that was awful about that quote.
Well, I mean, I guess you can start. I mean,
okay.
We'll
break it
point
by point.
Because I wrote down six things, and that is as generic and common an answer as you hear from any coach talking about their quarterback and offensive play. In order for you to have, well, you know, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay, because I totally disagree. I don't think you hear other coaches, especially successful ones, right now saying these things. Regardless of the vanilla way that he speaks. The actual concepts he's talking about are not being repeated across the league at all. First there, he says, number one, the system's built on making the quarterback successful. Okay, no problem. Sounds good. That's the way I learned it 30 plus years ago. Okay, stop. That I have a problem with, because this is not the first time that Mike McCarthy has referenced the reason he does something is because he did it 30 years ago that way. That's a genuine problem with him. And it looks like he learned his offense 30 years ago. That's what it looks like.
But the offense after the San Fran game last year did not look like that.
Yeah, and when Mike's gone, we'll talk about that. He then says, "So
there's
everything
a lot
we do
of
co-
there's a
that.
There's a lot of coaches. I need y'all to judge this point by point on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. There's a lot of coaches who go back to day one, a principle of this sport. You do this, you do that, you stop the ball in basketball,
pitching and hitting, whatever. All the crap.
You know, you're. I think. No, I'm not saying that their offense is not old or stale or outdated, but for you to take it to, he's just running 30-year-old concepts. He's not adjusting. He's taking it back 30 years. That's an exaggeration.
Do you know what he said day one of his job when he was asked about
that?
Analytics?
He watched all the plays.
He did that. He said that. Actually said that earlier, and then he admitted he lied on day one. Day one of his job, he was asked about analytics, and how are you embracing analytics if you're still talking about the run game this much? And it's been the same message for 5 years. He said, analytics has always been a part of the operation. Frankly, my entry into the league in 1993 was really through analytics. I think they called it quality control back then. Okay, you have no understanding of what analytics is if you think a quality control coach in 1993 is an analytics person, or if that's relevant to what we talk about when we say analytics and what it tells us about the run game. Next quote from McCarthy says, everything we do is built into that. Obviously, the starting point of making a quarterback successful is running the football. No, it's not. That's not the starting point of making a quarterback successful. What that says to me is that you don't believe that you have the ability to coach that out of anybody and that you need a peripheral boost from your running back and the running game to be really successful in order for you to do that. That tells me you can't do anything to make the quarterback successful, so you need other players to step up and create easier opportunities for you, which the rest of the quote has in there. He says, we can start right there. He goes, we need to get more production out of the run game. No problem with that. Increase the action pass opportunities. Again, consistently for 5 years now, he has told us, you can't run play action without running the ball effectively. That's a GD lie. It just is. There's all the data in the world that backs up that play action passing works regardless. You know the worst play action passing team in the NFL is Carolina. Carolina is 11th in the NFL in yards per attempt rushing the ball. Buffalo's the best play action pass team in the NFL on EPA per play action pass attempt. They're 17th, I think, in yards per rushing attempt.
Okay.
It's a lie. And if you look consistently over, or it's not a lie, it's ignorant. There's a use of the word for you.
Delusional.
Well, I didn't want to use such a harsh word, so I said ignorant. But you look at it, and it says that's a line that he has consistently put forward as his philosophy, and it shows up. They're not running the ball well, and they're not running play action. He clearly believes
it. It is difficult to run play action. It's not impossible. It's difficult out of a shotgun. It's much more
Dallas
useful.
Is under center almost as much as any of the teams at the top of the league.
Detroit does a really good job of play action, but when they do it, it's almost always under center. And I know Dallas does a lot, but when you're under shotgun, when you're not under center, it's much more difficult to run that.
But they're not under center higher than the rest of the league. They're not in shotgun higher than the rest of the league. They're under center pretty frequently compared to the rest of the league. He says, and then from that, and this is one of the things I had the biggest problem with, and then from that, we take it to the next step, and that's the pass protection. What? So you're telling me not only, do you have to run the ball effectively before you can do play action? You're telling me you have to run the ball effectively before you can even address what's going on with your pass protection right now? And then he goes on, and obviously the pass perimeter. Okay, you're telling me you can't get the perimeter passing game fixed either. You can't fix those things at all unless you're running the ball effectively. Then you're a bad coach. And this is negligence. It's coaching malpractice.
You're nitpicking this.
This is not nitpicking. At what point do we take 5 years of statements that are consistent?
Because they're crutch words. He doesn't really mean this.
Okay, his offense, his play calling damn sure looks like he means
it. He doesn't mean literally.
Ordering too literally.
Yeah, Sean and I learned radio 30 years ago. There are still tenets of that you still have to do today. All right? Yes, everything evolves. Look, read the sign. Pull a Mike Bassick. Stop listening to press conferences.
Okay.
Stop.
Watch the tape, which looks like he's talking.
You're so convenient in the press conferences you pick apart. Like, we all know in sports, press conferences and interviews, you flush 90% of it, maybe 95% of it. But for some reason, because you have an agenda, when it comes to Mike McCarthy, you decide to put on your freaking journalist 60 Minutes hat and, are they in the news?
60
Minutes. They would edit it.
They would edit it out. Okay. He's doing just what 60 Minutes
You put
does.
On your journalist breakdown hat and you feel like, oh my God, now's the time to really pay attention to every single word in an interview in a press conference. And it's convenient. It's convenience for your agenda that you have. Your boy, Dak Prescott, you don't pick apart what he says.
How many times have I said he's been bad? And that's because Dak doesn't give you anything. When Dak says anything of note.
And this is a bunch of generic. This is a bunch of generic stuff, Sean, Bobby. Every single offensive head coach talks about, we need the run game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
To help the quarterback, we need to be better at play action. We need to pass protect.
Sean.
We need to not have Dak carry the load. And he's a great worker. These are the things that he said.
Sean, no one else in the league, I'm telling you, like the best offenses are not talking about you can't make the quarterbacks. And this is not the first time. And when you look at the way he calls offense, it matches what he's saying. At what point do you take 5 years of statements and 5 years of play design and calling and everything else and say, oh, yeah, those look exactly the same. It's just, this is not a nitpicky thing. It's just he's never laid out in one quote that extensively every little point that matches up with every problem they have on offense. It's all, he crammed it all together into one answer. That's why it's of note. And he did it without any of his, it's just like anything or anything else. He was giving you, this is what it is. It was an uncontroversial question that should have gotten an uncontroversial answer. And that's the problem.
This isn't controversial.
No, listen, that's the thing is that he believes those concepts are, yeah, I could lay out my concepts like this. These are the philosophies I believe in. Are you telling me that doesn't match what we've seen on the field? What he wrote, what he said?
What I'm seeing on the field is no offensive line to get them into doing what they want to do.
He agrees.
And a lack of personnel.
And he says he can't do anything about it until they run the ball.
Well, no.
Yes, he is.
You're taking that to... He's just throwing word salad out there, man. Like, that's all this... That's all anybody does with this organization. They talk in circles for the most part.
Play it one more time. Play it one more time. And we need your ruling on the fan text.
Well, number one, this system is built on making the quarterback successful. I mean, that's the way I learned it 30 plus years ago. So, you know, everything we do is built into that. And obviously the starting point of making a quarterback successful is running a football. So we can start right there. You know, we need to get more production, the run game, increase the action pass opportunities. And then from that, you know, take it to the next step is the pass protection. And then, you know, obviously the pass perimeter. So it's about making him successful. If anything, I would guard against, you know, asking him to feel like he has to do more than he's already doing. So he just needs to, he needs to really focus in on playing quarterback and you know, and he's a great worker. I mean, super diligent and we'll get to where we need to get to.
So, Bob, what you're saying is everything you just said is really outdated, out of order, and we're seeing that on the field.
Yes.
Is that your basic premise?
Yes, he just described everything that he believes, and that's the problem, is that even if he achieves what he wants, that's a problem.
And what in here besides the run setting up play action is wrong in terms of principles of offense?
The starting point of making a quarterback successful is not running the football. That's not it. The play action option, and he believes that. He's talked about it.
He's just talking about helping
him. No, you know what this is? This is a quarterback he doesn't trust. which Dak has not played well. But this is overall. That means that's a quarterback that he doesn't think is capable.
That is exactly what that does mean, right? If you want to run the ball, it means you don't. Because
I would guard against asking him to feel like he has to do more than he's already doing. He is describing in his own way what he wants him to drive the bus.
But we know Mike doesn't believe that
he doesn't want him to throw it 50 times.
Yeah, we
like
know.
Like any head coach.
We know Mike doesn't believe. I agree. We know Mike doesn't believe that the number one thing to help the quarterback is run the football. He did not. I mean, he didn't do that with Rodgers.
Let me make an RJ Choppy type statement.
Oh, baby.
I have 3 minutes of voice memos here just left by Jesse Holly, and I cannot wait to get
Jesse,
to them.
You better be defending me.
I think he's reacting to this segment right now, Mr. Fourth and Long. I'm going to sound like RJ Choppy here.
Oh, you, Peyton.
If Dak Prescott was as good as you thought, think, hoped, and prayed for, it wouldn't matter who the offensive coach is. If you're good enough, and this is an indictment of Dak, the fact that you're going at McCarthy this tough and this hard. John Elway had Dan Reeves. Didn't matter.
No, he was trash.
He was still freaking John Elway. Tony Romo had Jason Garrett. He was still putting up fantastic numbers. Will end up being a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. Who else? Kirk Cousins goes from system to system and still puts up numbers. The fact that
John Fox and Jim Caldwell.
I'm trying to keep the all-time greats out of it.
Oh, that's it. Elway.
For you idiots. For you idiots. It helps your argument. John Elway, smoke Troy. The point is, as RJ would say, it shouldn't matter this much. If Dak Prescott was that good, it means he's not.
Did it matter the first 6 weeks of the season last year?
Well, they were trying to system change.
Yes, it did.
They were trying to system change, and then.
But we should also compare the personnel and what they have they are severely compromised as well.
Would
you agree with that right now?
Not severely compromised on offense. I think they've built a poor.
They
offense.
Have no personnel wise. They're severely compromised.
It's not as good as it could be. It's not. It shouldn't cause the limitations that it does.
Okay.
It's scared coaching.
Jesse said, I agree. Well, I'll give you his verdict after the Tolos. Go ahead, Pepe.
Sean, you might be surprised. There's a lot of Tolos on Bobby's side here. 940, 903,
delusional ones. Oh, right. Ignorant or delusional?
Ignorant and delusional. Yeah. They're both right now.
972, he says, sounds like just any other interview. 972 says, Bobby is my guy, but he's overreacting to this.
Okay. Jesse has texted me. I agree with Bobby 1,000,000,000%. It's 2024. He's still doing stupid things like running man routes into zone defenses. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. And I'm just talking about this press conference.
Just this clip.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not outdated, but Bobby is out for blood. It's clear. He just wants to redirect all blame away from number four. If he was that good or good enough, then he would. We wouldn't have to do all this.
You're not going
to
trigger me, Will. I see what you're trying to do a little bit with the last line. I see you. You see the wave of support that I'm getting, and it's overwhelming you. So you're trying to do your Bobby shots the way I do to y'all. You're trying to get me a little bit, but it's not going to work.
All right. So I got two clips from Rex Ryan yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show. Everything I was going to start. Now I'm going to go opposite way because of the Bobby topic. Listen to Rex Ryan. Yesterday we were saying, who would you want, Belichick or Ben Johnson, if it comes down to that? Yo, listen to freaking Rex Ryan talk about Ben Johnson from a defensive mind perspective.
Like, to me, he's an absolute superstar. Anybody can get him, they ought to say, all right, whatever it takes, I'm getting this guy. Because I think he's unique. I love how they, like, offensively, everybody talks about, well, they're loaded with talent. No, that's not true. Last week, they played two guys that were cut this season. All right, Tim Patrick is a starting receiver. Allen Robinson is a starting receiver. The superstar wideout they have was a fourth-round pick, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He wasn't supposed to be able to run. All right, David Montgomery was free agent. Anybody could have had as a running back. Like, they do more. Jared Goff is thrown out with the bathwater. But this dude right here, he is the funnest offense to watch. Really the funnest team, in my opinion. They are so creative, and with shifts, motion, why? They get tells from the defense. And, man, do they attack. And this guy attacks you so many ways, not only in the passing game, but they're the most creative run team in the National Football League. I think Sean McVay's outstanding. All right. I think he's outstanding. Here's what I love about Sean. He stole every run that they did against Minnesota, that Detroit did against Minnesota, and used it against them in 5 days. All right. I've seen Green Bay steal from this team all last year. They played Dallas. The whole game plan was what Detroit had run. Like, this is the guy people are stealing from.
Wow.
This is the guy that everybody should go get.
Woo! Damn, I love that clip.
That's good.
That's don't even walk in with a resume, cover letter, AI. I know is faking them out there. Be careful in the job world. More on that later. Just play the Rex Ryan clip. If Ben Johnson has any type of personality to connect with people, this sounds like freaking Tom Landry. And then one more clip from Rex on the Dan Patrick Show. We already know that he would go back and take the Jets job. Dan asked Rex if this, well, you know what? I'm going to save this. I'm going to save this for your Bears topic, which is a very good one.
Thank you.
Save that in the system.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.